Leading internet company Yahoo announced an exclusive partnership with China's largest e-commerce company, Alibaba.com. As part of that deal, Yahoo agreed to purchase Alibaba's shares for $1 billion in cash, which not only makes Yahoo the largest strategic investor in Alibaba, but also helps it grow its brand in China. So joining us now to give us more details is Terry Semel, Yahoo's chairman and CEO. He joins us from the company's headquarters in Sunnyvale, California. Mr. Semel, nice to have you with us.
Nice to be here.
Congratulations. This is quite a deal. Tell us what you hope it will do for you in China.
We're very, very excited about this. It's really if you think about the new combined entity, which brings together the great success of Alibaba, who are the number one commerce company in China, both in B2B, or business-to-business, and in C2C, or in auctions. The leaders in both of those segments, and you combine that with Yahoo's assets in China, which include search, being for sure the number two player if you look at the way people rate search queries. So number one, a little ahead, Yahoo right behind it, and a very strong number two. Very strong number two in mail products and communications products in China. When you bring that together, and you bring together the great managements that Alibaba have, and the great managements running the teams at Yahoo today, mm-hmm. we think it's a winning formula. It's good long-term thinking.
Well, speaking of long-term, that was what I was going to ask you. Can you put it in perspective for us, really? Because when you look at China and the number of people currently that have access to the internet, it's a relatively small percentage if you put it in percentages of the population. So what are your ultimate hopes in terms of penetration into what many argue will be the largest internet population in the world?
Sure. It's to work with the best tools and be in the best businesses. So globally, the best businesses would be a combination, or commerce for sure, and search for sure. So putting those two assets together in the same place, along with communications and great management. You look at China today, it's the fastest growing internet market in the world. The rates, and as you said before, the amount of people using it are quite small, relevant to the size of the country. Great growth opportunities, and to be the leader in the two most significant areas globally, with the kind of growth we'll have in China, and it matches what Yahoo does in Asia. Mm-hmm. If you think about Asia, Yahoo Japan is the leader in both commerce and search. Yahoo Taiwan is the leader in commerce and search. Hong Kong as well, and now China. So if you look at it combined, you say Asia in general, fastest growing continent in the world for the internet, and you look at China and say by far the fastest growing country for the internet, great opportunity for our new venture.
So when I talk to other CEOs, and when I've been to China and interviewed them, many of them are putting their strategic plans in place in China because they feel as though ultimately, not right away, but ultimately, China will be the single biggest contributor to their bottom line as a publicly held company. Do you see that, or is that an exaggeration?
I think China has the potential to be, for sure, one of the fastest growing and one of the largest and most influential bottom line countries in the world. And so it's a great opportunity, and for Yahoo to be the largest investor in this new entity with a 40% stake, it's just great for us, and it gives us the ability to have the best management on the ground. Alibaba have done a fabulous job with their management, and couple that with the Yahoo management. I think we've put in place the ability and the assets to be the winner in China, both short-term, but more importantly, long-term.
What about dealing with the government in China? I mean, I assume that that's one of the reasons why you partnered with a company like Alibaba, and why people are looking at Baidu.com the same way, because they already have the inroads. They already are dealing with the Chinese government. But do you have any concerns, especially given the somewhat protectionist talk that's going on Capitol Hill right now?
Well, for one thing, before the deal officially closes, there'll be a hopefully very positive decision made by the government. Commerce in general has been an area that the government have been very encouraging to both outside companies and Chinese companies. And if you look at our combination, Alibaba, surely a very successful Chinese company, with ourselves involved with them. I think collectively, we think between commerce and search as the two main vehicles, and communications, i.e. email. To this point in time, very much encouraged by the government. The leadership of this company will be the Chinese company and their chairman, Jack Ma, and they basically are going to run the company going forward. So we're very thrilled to be a part of this, and we hope and assume that the government will look at this in a very favorable light.
So what about the bottom line and the additions that you hope this will bring to your bottom line results? When will we start to see that, and how significant will be those contributions?
Well, I think one must take a long-term view, and we definitely do. And I don't think we should expect things to make major contributions the day after you begin. Although in our case, both of the companies in a combined way have really terrific assets that are already starting to do quite well. So we look at it more long-term. We have a shared vision with the Alibaba management team. And I think ultimately this will be a very, very significant contributor to the shareholders and to the owners of this company.
Mr. Semmel, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for joining us today.